Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is installing WebSphere Process Server on AIX using silent install scripts and response files. Today's presenter is Dan Eichel. Dan has several years of experience in Unix, virtual systems, Java, Windows, and recently with COS. He is an advocate of shared customer support lab systems and has installed and configured WebSphere Process Server and related products in all supported operating systems and databases. Dan is a problem solver that shares experience for constant process improvements. He is curious and builds, breaks, and fixes a variety of machines. At this point in time, I would like to pass the presentation over to Dan.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thanks, Joseph, for the nice introduction. We can start with slide 2, if that'd be fine. The agenda for today's meeting talks about install, that focus on the environment. First, do an install overview, talk about the components, state, process, install, and reference documentation. And get to some problems as well. Slide 3. The environment I chose to present is a isolated host. This is sort of the most complex install environment, as he can't connect to the internet. Sometimes through a proxy is okay, but sometimes you'll find that your system's completely isolated and not able to download anything from the internet. So this requires an intermediate file transfer, and there's no graphical user interface, no install, as you'll find in several of our online guides and best practices, some very good red papers out there that shows you how to install. There's also some silent install documentation on the web you can find, and they don't really cover the intermediate file transfer. Also, a user install. Most are designed for administrative installs. And the process that I'm presenting is also showing how to install the latest version, which may not be appropriate for every environment, as living on the edge with all the latest versions sometimes may not be the best environment for you. Slide 4. The Installation Manager is the packaging tool for version 7 of WebSphere Process Server, installation process tool. The custom installation packages from Installation Manager can assemble everything that I'm going to show. In my presentation, I'm focusing mostly on the tech doc that's shown here, WebSphere Process Server installation in an isolated environment. I chose to do a step-by-step install where each component is individually installed, then can be tested at that level, or if there's any errors, you can recover from that process or back it out and retry if you've something as simple as disk space or some other limitation. Slide 5. So the installation overview. WebSphere Process Server is packaged with all of these components here. It requires the WebSphere application server to be installed first. The installation manager then applies upgrades, feature packs, and then process server. Slide 6. So WebSphere Process Server 7, the GA version of it, came with the versions that you see on the left here, Installation Manager 1.3, and the current version of WebSphere Installation Manager is 1.4. So if you follow the installation process that's documented in our Info Center and follow the upgrade path, you will eventually get to these later versions. In the tech doc I wrote, I wrote so that we lay down the individual components and are at the latest version. So one of my concerns when I was doing the install was how can I make the installation process as simple as possible, but also as fast as possible. And so by doing latest versions installed, I can avoid some of the required fix packs that are required on, for example, WebSphere Application Server 11 requires some fix packs that are required for fix pack 3 of WebSphere Process Server. These versions are not all in the packaging for WebSphere Process Server 6 Pack 3. However, if you refer to the link on the on the bottom of the page here, hardware and software requirements do allow you to use later versions. Slide 7. Response file and templates for install are in the response files directory, WBI, of WebSphere Process Server install package. It includes a run template and template response file. So this is focused for a administrative install, and I didn't use this in the process that I will install in. However, I wanted to point out that it points to Installation Manager, and the notation here with dot dot slash means the reference from the present directory up two directories and then down to Installation Manager, IM. And same thing for WASDINC and repository for the XML and SDA feature pack. Sync is for those packages applying fix packs. And then WBI is the WebSphere Process Server directory. The template response file also includes a live update site, and this is the URL here. When you're running in an isolated environment and not able to connect to the Internet, this will cause your process to time out for whatever your time-to-wait setting is for your TCP IP, which is typically 2 minutes, and so you'll observe it to hang. And so if you try to install using the templates that we provide, you'll not be happy. You'll have to do some edits to that. Slide 8. So what I'm providing, again, is the example of an install that I found to be the most efficient for my lab environment when I'm setting up. I follow this process. I'd like to use the latest. Although the fix packs that we create on top of our release product take time to install, so I use the latest versions to just include everything that's known at the time to avoid any known defects. So the install will go over the required files, immediate file transfer, assembling extracting those files for the immediate file transfer, edit the response file, and then show the commands to complete the install and update with the latest fix packs. Slide 9. So the first thing you need to do on installation is set up your system. The AIX system comes default with a file descriptor limit of 2K, and that's typically okay for install, but you'll later run into problems. You also want to check the paging space. Even though you may have 64 gigs of memory, you'll still need some paging space in most cases, depending on how your system's tuned. But by default, typically you may want about 1 gig. We don't really provide any tuning guides for support from support, but the performance red paper and other books in the Info Center provide some details on what you'd require for your system. The other areas that we use is temp and var for extracting files, and there's, if you're not able to adjust those file systems, there's ways around it with variables that we can supply to the installation command. However, it's usually good to have a couple of gigs available in temp and some space in var. In order to do a user install, you'll have to have a user ID, and I always recommend setting up a separate file system that is isolated from the rest of the system so that your logs and profiles are separated, and anything else that may be happening on the system, if it's a shared resource, doesn't impact WebSphere Process Server. The file descriptor limits are set up in SC Security Limit. You can check it after you log in as a user with ulimit minus n. When the system or when a profile is running, or any process for that matter, you can check with the command procfile, and here I show procfile $PID, which is just showing the process ID, and you can grep that to, so you can send that to word count minus L. So procfiles with process ID type to word count minus L will give you a number of open file descriptors. And an open file descriptor is a file descriptor is used for each socket on TCP/IP, any directory or file that's part of a library or a class file for Java. Typically for install, you'll be fine with the default 2K. However, when you're doing an augmentation, depending on how many profiles or what topology you pick for your environment, it's a complex problem to diagnose sometimes to understand what happened when something failed. Understanding limits of proc files, paging space, and temp is just as a good practice, I think, to open up as large as you can initially, and then you can tune it back. Slide 10. So to begin with downloading files, I'm showing here files for AIX 64-bit. The installation tar at the top is WebSphere Process Server. The 142 is Installation Manager. The upgrade for WebSphere Application Server, the base WebSphere Application Server 7 is included in the top here, WPS. The SDA Feature Pack, WebSphere Application Server 7 import.zip is the sync file for how to WAS is, all of the dependencies for WAS. WPS 7.0.3 repository is the requirements for the WebSphere Process Server. And these are used by the installation manager. WAS SDK and the AIFTC64FT13 are the fixed packs for WebSphere Application Server. AP64 is the latest for the Health Center. I'll get a little bit into that more later. But you can access that file from the Support Assistant. And IBM Support Assistant is available from the IBM Support Portal. The last one here is the fixed packs for WebSphere Process Server. Slide 11. After you extract the zipped files from the previous page, you'll end up with a directory structure like this if you extract everything into the same file system. And earlier I said you're not connected to the net, so how can you download it? You're going to need to download it to a separate system, your PC or another Unix host, and package it up. Packaging it up into a single directory structure like this will allow you to execute the install that I'm showing in the tech doc. NFS is a useful network file system that or protocol that you can use to to transfer the files, however, may not be appropriate for every environment. So you can actually take a flash drive or any portable disk and move it over to your system. Some systems are that isolated that they don't. They have sometimes problems with file transfer. So you may need to transfer all those files and then extract to your system in a temp directory, for example. Slide 12. So to start the installation, you log in as the application user ID, check your limit, change the directory to the mount point there or file system that you've transferred all of these files from page 11. Change the directory to there, 13, please. So to start the installation manager, the dollar sign here is the default prompt string for AIX. The minus show verbose process on progress at the end here is going to output of everything onto the screen. This is a short install, so you should be able to observe it installed within a couple of minutes, I think. 14. The update installer for Webster Application Server is also a short install. The last line here, disable OS prereq checking, may not be right for your environment. I found that with some installations that I have in my lab, that I have some patches that are required for Webster Application Server that didn't detect, and so I was able to just bypass this. It may not be appropriate for your environment, so if I kind of put it in italics here, if you set it to false, then you'll see what if you're missing any any patches or applications that are required from AIX. And you can look back to the initial slide where I mentioned the requirements on page 4 that shows what's required for us. The installation location here is /BPM WPF, is what I used in TechDoc. That would be also wherever you want to put the update installer. I put it along with the user. Slide 15. Webster Application Server installation will take a little bit longer, depending on your file systems and your CPU and memory. I use NoHop in case I'm connected wirelessly and I lose my connection. I can always come back to it and observe what happened. It may take 10 to 15 minutes to complete the install. The key here was allow non-root silent install equals true. And you have the ability to create profiles and do much more than what I'm showing here with the installation option. However, again, I was trying to make sure that I kept it as simple as possible to complete my install in the shortest amount of time. The workaround for not having enough temp space is at the last line here. There are other controls or options as well with this nomenclature and syntax. And I just used my home directory, wasTemp, in one environment to get around this. Slide 16. So while the system's running, you don't really see any output on the screen because everything's redirected to nohuff.out. And that'll be in the home directory. The last slide I said redirect with the greater than sign tilde slash wasp nohuff that out. If everything works fine, you'll not see anything in that directory or that file, but you'll be able to see a lot of activity in wasp logs trace.txt while it's running. And you'll see this is XML logging, and in the last screen you'll see installation success, or that INST.com success when it's completed. Okay, once you exit the tail and command and try to do it again, you'll find that there's no file there. So it's only there while the install is active. After it completes successfully, it moves everything to the it compresses it and moves it to your install path. And you see on the last, second to last line here, I use tilde 7 as my WASP home. And so you'll find the logs under there, under the component that's installed. So the WASP, the tilde 7 slash log install when complete. You can go back to look at what the install log, what the progress was if you missed doing the fail -f and just came back and looked at your nohub.out, it'd be empty, and there's no WASP log. You'd have to look under the WASP home directory log. Slide 17. To update the web server application server, very similar process. You execute the update installer. I also disabled the non-blocking prereq checking, which again may not be right for your environment. You may want to actually leave that default or just not put the option there. The sib libclean command is an AIX command that clears the shared library cache. And in the install process or update process documentation for web server process server and web server process server and application server require you run sib libclean command before you execute an update. Again, I'm redirecting the output from the update installer. This can run, take a little bit of time to run, by redirecting it to tilde slash, which is my home directory or the application user's home directory, into update nohub.out and putting it in the background with the ampersand sign. Again, you can redirect the logs or redirect the temp files. In this case, I just redirected it to my home directory log. Slide 18. And again, the same process to view the update, and in this case, also you can look at slash temp directory. There'll be a ISMP with a number. If there's nothing else that's there, it'll start with one. No other installs running. And this is a directory that'll be removed after the update's complete. But while you're running, you can do a tail minus F. And what I did here with the ls minus T, I was looking at the latest file that's in that directory, which will be the log that will be updating. There are other files that are saved in this directory depending on your operating system configuration. There may be a shared library or standard error out here. Just look at the log file as it's progressing. This will take the results of the contents of the directory, look at the latest file, and then start the tail minus F on that. The back quote is a way to take the result of one command and send it to the other command. So the result of the LF pipes ahead, it will take the last file and send that as an argument to the tail minus F. So the logs from that directory are compressed and sent to your WASP home logs update install when it's complete. Slide 19. So the response file that we provide as a template has all of these tags and comments, and it's quite verbose and may be a little bit confusing to look at for some. You'll find that the top section is really just a where to find the file. It's going to have a repository location under the server tag, and it'll have several listings that are redundant in the template, all pointing back to the earlier slide where I showed dot, dot, slash, dot, dot. In the response file that you need to edit to do the install in the tech doc, I wrote, I just provide the file, but it shows where the repository config files are for the various components, and it just lists the directory in that case. But I found that in one case I did an extract of all of my files and ran out of space. I had the directory, but there was actually no repository config, so I ended up in a kind of confusing environment because the repository config wasn't there, although it still ran and then gave me an error message saying that it wasn't there. So just as a reminder, I use repository.config at the end of every repository location now, and you can do some quick checking from the file you create as your response file, grepping all of the repository.config and then doing ls-l or inspecting those files to see what's going to happen. And if you have a zero-length file or something like that, you'll get other errors. The installation manager uses the response file includes how to install the installation manager. So if it needs any updates from pointed by those repository config, it'll take it from there. The installation location, Eclipse cache, these are for the installation manager to find what's already installed. It's used later also as an update. Look, in the update process, it also looks at the Eclipse cache. So these are important files of the installation manager and are needed in the response file to show where things are. There is tags for server, profiles, and install. And the profile and install is sort of the where to find the file and what's going to be installed and where to install it. I know I went over this really quickly, and I was intending at one point to include all the details of the file in this presentation, but I felt that it may get a little bit too long. And the templates that we provide have many comments about what things are and what they're going to do. In the tech doc I wrote, I left all of those out to keep the file as short as possible. And I felt the tags are fairly well self-descriptive. Slide 20. So to install the WebSphere process server, I use NoHuff again. It can take a little time. And // is the home directory of the user. That's where the default installation manager path is. You can use other installation managers as long as the user has access to it. You can change the repository location and things like that. But to keep it as simple as possible again, I just use the default installation manager path, and these are the arguments to do a user install. I named my response file WPS user response file. You may just name it whatever you like there. Response file XML is fine. It's just the response file of what you're going to install. Mine shows the gross process. I like a lot of output when I'm monitoring a system. I like to see what's going on. And I redirect all of that output into WPS NoHuff.out and put it in the background. And so to view the process install, I just tail that. And again, after install is complete, you'll find the install, I think it'll be WBI under the WebSphere home directory 7/log WBI. Slide 21. So some of the common problems I've found with installing as user, because of the documentation is more as a default for an administrative install, I found that some customers are installing with root and then doing a change ownership user to run as the user. The problems we run into with that is that when they do a update, the installation manager will look for some things that were in the home directory, which would be in root. So in that case, you'd have to actually change everything back to root and do your update and then change it all back to the user again. So to avoid that, using the user install process is best. The key with this slide here is looking at the backup of that. So if you don't want to back up your system, you need to also include all of the installation manager directory. So in this case, everything would be in the user's home directory, the application user's home directory, and you just back up the entire file system and you have your backup there. So this tech doc, or tech note, shows a little bit more about what to include when you do a backup for disaster recovery. Slide 22. So with that process that I ran through very quickly, you would end up with all of the latest versions of WebServe Process Server as a user installed in an isolated environment. The next steps you would have to go through is to configure a database, to profile create a deployment environment, which can all be done through WS-Admin Command. So you can continue on the process without using graphical user interface, which is a problem sometimes for an isolated environment. So where to look for this information? You can search for process the WebSphere Business Process Management version 7 production topologies. Our information center also gives some tutorials on how to configure for a cluster or how to configure for various configurations. There's also a very good paper for configuring WebSphere Process Server version 7 for a clustered environment, which starts out with several screenshots of how to do what we just walked through. Slide 23. But the key for that was that it does show you how to go through and configure a clustered environment. So our support portal can be used to submit service requests, which are creating problem management records, or PMRs. And you can manage your PMRs, or service requests, through the support portal. Search for tech docs and tech notes. Use tools like download tools like the IBM Support Assistant, send files, up and find upgrade documentation and intermediate fixes from Fix Central. Slide 24. So the upgrade process, once, if you're at, for example, version 7, Fix Pack 2, you'd have to follow the Fix Pack process, which is this link here. And slide 25. So if you have a problem with the install or any of these steps here with the installation manager, we direct you to open a PMR with this information here, which is all of the logs. I didn't include the know-how here, but if you had anything from that process or any output from that process, you'd want to include that when you open up your service request. Slide 26. So early I mentioned the IBM Support Assistant. It has various plugins that you can use to monitor your system once you've installed. It has a health center, and it'll allow you also to look at open files. And I mentioned using the command to pipe to word count the number of open files. Proc file. There's also a graphical way you can do this with Health Center, and you can run the plugin to monitor. And if you have any out of memory or other conditions, you might want to take a heap dump. You can do that using Health Center tool. IBM Support Assistant. It includes some good tutorials on how to do it. And that's the link there for it. Slide 27, please. So we try to collect all of the problems we have with install into this tech note here. If you can't find from searching on support portal, you might just pull this up and take a look at things to avoid before you do install. Quickly avoid any problems by just sort of educating yourself on, what have we found already? And we'll try to keep this update as well. Slide 28. This concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Dan, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. And at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.